Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, you guys. Welcome to Show Destination Health. I'm your host, Kim Cockerham. I'm a member of the Let's Truck team. Great team. And I want to thank you for being here today and joining together to say our health is important. Being healthy is the best decision you are ever going to make. It is worth it, and I hope you know you are worth it. We always say that whether you're venturing down this road for the first time or you have been at this thing called healthy living for a long time, we welcome you. We are here to support each other. We learn from each other. We celebrate our accomplishments, and we hold each other accountable. It's whatever you need. Just know we're a community here that's growing together. So we are going to get moving. So remember, we're taking your questions, especially today. I'm hoping you guys will press 1 and share this because we all have this. We all have this thing that our subject today is how big is your brave. On our show, we talk about the whole person. You know, a lot of it's been lately about diet, nutrition, because that's square one a lot of times, but it all works together. So, you know, we hit nutrition. We hit exercise, which is going to be our next one here. We hit wellness. We also hit self, you know, who we are and that. And today's about self. Today is that. How big is your brave? Now, when I share this, and this is what I want you to do, you know, press one as we get talking, because I want you guys to share this, because, like I said, because we all have it, and it's kind of exciting. It's really kind of cool to put it out there if there's something that you're thinking you want to do and put it out there and verbalize it. So when I say this common quote, you may have heard this before, but I want you to pay attention to the very first thing that comes to your mind, okay? And I actually have a magnet on my refrigerator that says, "What would you do if you knew you would not fail?" So powerful. What would you do if you knew you would not fail? Right there. What was it? Something popped into your head. Absolutely every single one of us. Something popped into our head at that moment. And I want you to hang on to that, okay? Don't let that go. And is this true? I mean, know that we are not necessarily, we're not born brave. You know, as kids, it's hilarious because kids, they don't have limits. You ask kids what they want to be, you know, they want to be the next LeBron James. They want to be this. I had a coach at our high school that shared that with me, and I never thought that about it before, but it's just so cool. You know, these kids start things, and they see the big, naturally it's the ones that are out there, you know, the stars they see. They want to be the next, like I said, LeBron James, the Tiger Woods in his heyday. And who are we to say that you can't be that, you know? So think about what you just said in your head right now, and who are you letting tell you that you cannot do that or you cannot be that? And sadly enough, it's usually us telling ourselves that we cannot be that. So I just want you to know that bravery, we're not born with that. A lot of times we think it should be just something some people are and some people aren't. You know, I'm just not as brave as they are. I'm not as courageous as they are. And you know what? That may be true, but it might just be the fact that you haven't had the same experiences that they have had. You have your own experiences. So bravery is something actually that it grows over time by our life experiences. And you hear that all the time. You know, we are who we are today because of the choices we made. And I wish I could remember this. And I should get Kevin on here to share it. But he had one thing he said earlier this week, that who we are today was the choices we made yesterday. And who we are tomorrow is, it was like that. You know, like then we have that power within us to change then who we are going to be tomorrow. So, again, I want you to think about what that was. What was that thought that you had when I asked you, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? Because I'll tell you what, I bet that thought, that thing that you wanted was a pretty cool goal you wanted, something that meant something to you. So you can practice being brave by acting on it, acting on what your heart says. And you know, I can almost hear some of you saying, and again, I always love this because I think we're just sitting around chatting when we're on the show. You'll say, yeah, but, you know, but I don't know how. But, yeah, but I don't have the education. Yeah, I would love to do that. I would love to have my own truck, but I don't have the money. I don't know a friend to, go do something with. Or how about I have tried it before and I failed. And I tried it before and I failed. Number one in my book right there is always, diet, because that's been a lifelong thing with me. But what I love about this show and what has happened personally with me since we started this as well is that, we're not on diets that are going to end. We're all just eating healthy. We're trying to find our best selves. We're learning new things to, first of all, with our body, be the best self we can be so that we have that quality of life to help us do some of these things that we're talking about today that, we never thought maybe we could do before. And so, so I say that, so what? So what if you failed before? All those things that I just said, no money, no time, this, that, they're real in our lives. But if we're honest with ourselves, they're excuses. They are just that. And so we're going to move forward without those. Just lose them. Just take them out of the equation and take them out of the picture. I read a great quote today, and I love this because my daughter Brittany is so gifted with writing and just learning stuff, and J.K. Rowling is a huge role model of hers. And this quote was, "It is impossible to live without failing at something, unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which you fail by default." Just by that, in that quote, that was her quote. I just read that, share that on the Destination Health Facebook page, because we know that, and I think Larry Williams says, nothing's neutral. You're either moving forward or you're moving backwards. So let's go forward, you guys. So again, remember, I want you to press one. Lori is working with me today on the show. Lori is part of our Let's Truck team. She's so fabulous. So press one, chat with her, and share with us. First of all, I'd love to hear a couple different things. Think about, what is something that you're so proud of, that you were brave, that you never thought you could have done? First of all, I think of you guys out there on the road all the time, period. You are more brave than you'd ever know. You're doing a job that is challenging, and you're experiencing so much stuff, and you may not see it. I look at you guys as being so courageous. And share with us something that you've done in the past that you say, I did this. I wish Angie was around, because I saw Angie and Matt with them just doing the skydiving recently, and I look at that, and first of all, I mean, how many of you would look at them skydiving and thinking, I can never do that, but at the same time, step back a minute and like, why not, So that's something that speaks to you. But share something you've been brave about in the past that you faced, and I'd love to hear what it felt like coming out of it. And I also want to hear, you guys, what is that, name it and claim it, what is that thing that spoke to you when I said that quote that you would do in a heartbeat if you knew you wouldn't fail, okay? So press one, and let's keep this show going and talk about some of this great stuff, okay? We all know, we've heard it before too, if we're not failing enough, we're not doing enough. And that's scary though, because none of us, not one person, some people might say, yeah, I want to fail because then I know I am doing more. And that's kind of a cool place to be, because you might do something and you might not work the way you think, and you think, okay, great, next, let's just keep going forward. Because it means we're searching to grow, and that's what we're talking about. I thought of this the other day, and some of you may know, our family is moving, and actually very moving. I'm actually standing at my breakfast counter because I don't have an office anymore, and we have no furniture left because one of our fabulous Let's Truck members, Steve, with ARP and Trucking Moving. They actually loaded us up, and I cannot tell you, and I'm going to post this on Facebook just because things went crazy. I haven't caught up. That how much it meant to me to have one of our tribe, one of our Let's Truck members and listeners and of Kevin and followers move our family, move our everything that we've grown, had all our life, and it's on its way to Florida. So, I've lived in Akron, Ohio, 51 years, and it's kind of comical. I live across from the high school that both my husband and I went to. We actually won some privileges for living close to the high school and having the most kids one day. So to say that I'm very comfortable here is an understatement. And, you know, I don't take that lightly because I look at you guys, and when I say about you guys being courageous, you are out on the road all the time. I am just now facing my fears of moving away from my comfort zone and everything I know. And it hit me the other day. I think it was actually the night before the truck was going to show up, and a little tearful, but I sent my husband a very, very late note that said, I'm all of each and every one of our children because they are so brave. This is something put on them, and they're being brave about it, and I know in my heart that they're going to grow because of it, and I know we are going to grow because of it because we're facing a fear, and we don't know where it's going to go, but we're moving forward scared. But we're also looking to others to say, you know, how did you do that? What did you do? How did you stay connected with people? So there's one of my tangents, you guys. But so anyways, that was my story, and it made me think about the show today and about each of us as individuals. And I think a lot of times we take for granted bravery and being courageous. That is something I hope you hold dear and that you don't let go, okay? So some things we can do, and I'm going to keep chatting a little bit and then pull some of you all on here to talk with us, and we'll go as long as you guys want to go and you press one and chat with us. So how do we practice this bravery muscle? It doesn't just happen, okay? I can almost bet as you were thinking about that thing you wanted to do, there's an instant fear that comes right behind it. So I say hopefully that big hairy goal stretches you, and those are the best kind, and love that. Recognize that the scary part is exactly where you should be as a start. If you are nervous enough about it, it might not be big enough. So reevaluate that, you know, and like I said, do it scared. Some of my kids were even just little things like a roller coaster. We're afraid of it. I'm like, it's okay, let's do it together, and let's do it scared. And that's kind of exciting. This is the basic physiological part. There's actually a region in your brain that deals with the very primal emotions. And just know it's there, and we all have it. And so it's just a fact, and you know, we'll go forward from there. So one thing I love to do is read about people that have done what you wanted to do. My big goal was the Ironman. I looked at that and I thought, you know, first of all, there's no way because I've never experienced that. And I bought a book. I actually have two of them of people that had done it. I also bought like every single Kona Ironman Championship from 2005. And then I just recently, my husband got me for Mother's Day 13 and 14. And when I'm working in my office, that was my background noise. Like it was like streaming on my TV because it was watching people do what I wanted to do, and it makes you believe that you can too. And you know, they're ordinary people as well as the pros. So surround yourself with that. Flood yourself with that. So I lose track. I get off on a tangent here. Again, about read about people, get around them. You guys have such a community of, oh my gosh, amazing people that I guarantee you there are a handful of ones that are doing what you want to do. So reach out, ask questions. At Let's Truck, we have a mentor program. Get on with that mentor program. And it's simple as filling out a form to say what you're looking to do. We have some fabulous members that have done it that say, I want to then give back. And we'll pair you up with people like that. So please do that. You know what, to actually take a look at what is it that scares you about what you want to do? You know, is it about that? Shoot, risk of money, and especially if you have a family, that's huge. So, you know, just define it is what I'm saying. You know, put a face to it. Again, I think of Angie and Matt with the skydiving. Good grief. Me and be like, yeah, what scares me is that chute not opening, you know? So I asked both of them separate times, and they both said the same answer. You know, they got to a point that, you know, they're up in the airplane and was like, okay, you know, there's no choice now. So You know, and that's kind of cool to put yourself in that position that you stretch yourself far enough that, you know what, there's no choice. I'm just diving in and or out, in their case, and making it happen. You know, it might be the same. Like, how many of you want to, you know, one of the common goals that people want to do is write a book. And so why not? But a lot of times with choice that we make, we think we're going to be judged by others. And as hard as that is, and that's a daily thing, and even multiple times during the day, don't worry about what other people think about what you're doing. And if you took that out of the equation, would it make you do it? You know, would it make you do it if you didn't? If people weren't judging you for what you're doing? So, accept the fact that, hey, I'm new at this. I don't know what to ask. You know, a lot of times, you know, you're so new. You know, like I said, you don't know what you don't know. So. You're not even sure what questions to ask. So, you know, what if you want to you want to own your truck, or you know, with the thing, I can't even run around the block, but I'm running a marathon is on my bucket list. My grammar is so awful. I want to write a book. And I will tell you guys right now, with this podcast here, I was so fearful, and I still battle with talking too fast and that kind of stuff. I would have let it go forever until I think it was Lisa, you know, said made me make a date. And make it happen. And once I did that date and had to do it, and we just, and again, I'm just learning every single time by the grace of you guys how to do this. So that's kind of very, there's right there part of my brain. Define what success it is to get there, okay? So, you know, I'm falling back on my on this little trick I love. If you want to be an Uber operator, you know, call the show, talk to Kevin, you know, buy his audiobook, ask other drivers. We kind of know, you know, so what is it about change your diet? You want to get more healthy. So you can be at the point sometimes that you don't even know what to eat anymore. Okay, talk to somebody. Call us. Or try something. You know, we're doing, a lot of us are doing the no sugar, no grade. Try it. Say I'm going to do it 2 weeks, and then I'll decide if that works for you. All of it, it's not going to work for every person. And that might even stink because you thought that might be the answer. But you're still going forward, okay? Then shift and try something else. But get started and then evaluate. You know, you want to run a 5K or a marathon, Google, oh my gosh, Google, how many of you love Google? You know, Google training plans. Take a look at it and see, okay, I'm just going to start. Lace up your shoes and go run around the block, you know, and just get started, because then what will happen, you know then what the next step is you need to do, okay? You know, daggone, I ran around the block and my feet are killing me. I need to go get new shoes. I, you know, like I said, I tried the no sugar, no grain, you know, I didn't feel that good, you know. So maybe do something else. Read more. But you got to move forward. And number one, watch your self-talk. You can honestly be your biggest enemy, especially with all the time you guys may have on the road alone. Your chatter, just watch that. Refuse to let that get away from you. Do not let that chatter in your head stop you from moving towards what you want to do. If you need to, stop and write down. Again, if you have those lists of steps you need to do, that kind of gives you a plan. If you find your talk in your head going a certain way when you're on the road, when you stop, you know, take a look back at it. Take a look at it. Okay, maybe I'm going to go read this or, you know, YouTube something that can kind of get you back on track. Or just simply be aware that that's what's going on. Okay, plug in with us each week. You know, Kevin's show is on all the time. So just simply listening to that can get you just back in that mind frame, okay? And adjust as you go. And number one, you know, don't quit. Unless you can honestly say to yourself that it wasn't the right path, but you might not have known that unless you tried it. You know, and if it's a physical thing, if you get injured, you know, so be easy on yourself. Give yourself some grace. Be honest with yourself that whether it's something you truly should quit or if you've convinced yourself. I might have shared with you when I was doing the iron training, the power of my mind when I wanted to quit during some of our century bike rides, I almost threw in the towel completely, and I had myself completely convinced, you know, and I took it even outside myself, you know, that I wasn't being fair to my family, and I almost quit. And the thought of what would have happened if I would have quit that scares me to death. So I'm very grateful. And what I did there, I surrounded myself with friends that were doing the same thing. So right now, again, think back to that thing that you said in your head when I said, what is the thing that you would do if you would not fail? What is that? What do you need to do to make that happen? Who do you need to surround yourself with to help make that happen? Who do you want to take along with you on that journey to make that happen? So I'm excited for you guys, because the minute you start that and you are committed to it and you hang with us and we help you get there, even if you need to, that's a pretty exciting place to be. So thank you for being here with that. So, and thank you for letting me share all of that, because this is so dear to my heart. So we're going to take some calls. Again, if you listen to people, I hope this sparks you to want to share as well. So press 1 and talk to Lori, and we're going to get it on here and talk. But for right now, we are going to head to Utah. Hey, and talk with John. John, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. Doing great. So tell us, John, what do you want to share?
Well, one of the things that I wanted to share was that for me, it was very hard for me to get out of my comfort zone and go back to college at 58 years old to learn a new occupation.
So what was it that made you do it? What was it?
Just health and fitness. It's just something I had to do, something I felt committed to getting right and to helping other people. So I went back to college and spent a year to get my college degree as a nutritionist. It is one of the hardest things that I ever had to do.
Is that right? And okay, so what did you get from that, though? Besides the degree, what did you become by doing that? What you know? You said, you just said it was the hardest thing you had to do. What did you become because of that? Not just the title.
Well,
I'm talking you.
I had never been a big learner. I had never been a big book person. I mean, I've always read, but I've never been big on studying, and that just scared me. But once you started doing it, it's just something that catches a hold of you if you have the courage to, get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. That is so cool. So what was it that finally made you make that jump, with all that fear? And what was it that made you click the button to sign up for the class and keep going forward?
Well, the one thing for me is just I needed to have the knowledge for myself, for my own health, because at the time I was way up there, so I really needed it for myself.
Good. Well, tell people, too, a little bit about that, John. If somebody's new and didn't get to hear you on the past couple episodes, which they can go back and listen to, share a little bit about yourself, and once you share a little bit about what you've done recently, too.
Well, for me, I started off, I was very overweight, 240 pounds or so. I had a lot of health problems, and at some point I just had to decide whether I was going to keep going along that unhealthy path or do something to change so that I would become more healthy, so that I would be around for my children.
Yeah. Fear, and that was like, fear was a motivator, huh?
Absolutely. Fear was a motivator, as well as getting out of bed every morning with being sore, being tired, even after a full night's sleep, and just knowing that I had to get back on the road and drive all day long with that just tired feeling all day long, just feeling lethargic. All day long really brings you down.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you recognized that and then did something. So what was the number one thing, like, you, on top of just, like I said, all you learned, and you look back at what you've accomplished, what would you say about that?
Well, that's kind of hard to define. What I've accomplished was I got a college degree at 58 years old in nutrition. I figured that's a really good achievement. The other thing is, now that I've lost 75 pounds, Mm-hmm. And on my way down to my optimum weight in the 150s, I feel that I've accomplished something that will keep me alive for quite a bit longer, so that I'm around for when my children have problems, so I can help them out.
Yeah, that's priceless. So John, what would you say to somebody who is afraid to get out of their comfort zone and try something that they've always wanted to try? What would you say to them?
Well, there's a saying, it's bravery is having the courage to do what's right. And I think that if you, in your own mind, know that it's something you have to do, then you're just going to have to make the decision to push forward and to just do it no matter what the naysayers are whispering in your ear.
Yeah. So when you said that, it made me think of that. Were there any roadblocks or any stumbling blocks that you had along your path?
Well, a lot of the ones that I had was, I'm an over-the-road truck driver, which means that taking a college course, even online as an over-the-road truck driver, you have to study. And, you know, 2 or 3 hours, at least 3 or 4 days a week, you've got to study because those books are difficult and the tests are difficult. And you've got a plethora of tests and examinations and theses that you have to write just to get into the top percentage of the class that's going to graduate. And it's a very difficult thing to do for somebody that hasn't been to school for 48 years. Or 40 years or so, to go back and read and study those books, because studying and having the learning is something that you lose over time if you don't continue to do it.
Yeah. My concentration level is little, very little. So at any point during that, how long did it take you, John?
It took almost a year.
Oh, wow. Any time during that year that you thought, what the heck am I doing? I shouldn't be doing this. I'm going to quit. Anytime? Anything?
Every single day.
Is that, so what did you do? How did you combat that?
Well, when I got to that point, I just closed my books and closed down the computer and you know, done something else, watched a movie, went to bed, something like that. And then the next evening, I opened up my computer and started all over again because
that's
I just knew that it's something I need to do.
Yeah. You know, that's a neat way to do it. I mean, something you could plot forward, but you also knew that, okay, I just need to put this away for right now. I'm not going to quit. I know no one's going to pick it up tomorrow, but for right now, I just need to close it down.
Well, sometimes when you're looking at the same thing over and over again, it begins to blur. And you can read 10 pages and forget every single page because it's been a blur since page one, and you just don't remember anything that you just read. So you have to go back, clear your mind, and do it again.
Yeah. That's great, and you did it. And did that year go by pretty fast for you, or was it?
Once I got the hang of it, and once I realized exactly what I needed to accomplish, then it did become easier. It's the exact same thing with the things that you and I talk about now with health. People just have to have that conviction to just stop eating sugars and grains and get on that lifestyle that gives them a healthy future.
Yeah. You know, and it is a lifestyle. And again, that's where, you know, when I look at things that, you know, like I'm afraid to fail because I think of it like a short, when I look at, like, if you look at a diet, you know, you look at it as being a short-term thing that there's this, but if you look at it as being a lifestyle, it's just something you're going to do from now on. And, like, you're a perfect example of the benefits of all that. It helped me to understand that. It's not, you know, it's not a thing with an end goal, you know, with a diet-wise. That's just the way we're going to do, and the benefits are this, this, and this. So.
Correct. Who was it that says the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step? I mean, you've just got to put one foot in front of the other and know what you need to do. I mean, people out there really know that they need to live a healthier life. They know that they need to do that. They need to look in the mirror, and I'm going to go a little Larry Winkin here. They need to look at the mirror, and the one person that's going to help them accomplish that and just look in the mirror and tell them, this is something you have to do. You have to start right here, right now, eating healthy foods and get off of this sugar train that's killing you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I think this day and age, I don't know if you agree with it, you know, we're so impatient and you want it to work now. And if it doesn't work right now, I mean, just, and I think anything that's worthwhile with these big goals that we have, it's not going to be right now. And we have to be patient and know that there's going to be detours along the way, but stay the path. So John,
absolutely,
real quick, share your new webpage that you have up.
The webpage I have up is, you have to put the whole thing in there, http://www.yourhealthyfamily.org.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. That's
but
pretty cool,
also,
John.
One thing I would like to say is that health is just the very first thing on our list that we need to accomplish. We need to do that to be able to do everything else, because without your health, nothing else matters.
It's so true. Thanks for saying that again, because, you know, that's why, you know, there's so much focus, Let's Truck as general, on Kevin's show and, you know, with this podcast that we're doing now. It's so true. If we don't have our health to be able to enjoy all the things that, you know, you're working so hard for, you guys are out there working so hard out there, but if it's at the detriment of your health, you can't enjoy it. You can't share that with your family. So first thing first, take care of yourself first. Then you can take care of everybody else.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, John, thanks for coming on. And you were such an inspiration. I mean, remember when I first met you? I mean, first of all, I like talking on the show. I think I might have been screening one of Kevin's shows and I get to meet you at the CMC right before your test. Now to see your test, I just got to tell you that, you know, that's contagious, watching somebody else, you know, do what they have set out to do and stretch themselves really teaches all of us. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for having me on today,
Kim.
And I appreciate talking to you, and what you do on here is an inspiration to all of them.
Oh, thank you. You're the best. You be safe out there, John.
All right, have a good day.
Bye. You too. Bye now. Gosh, you guys, I'm actually feeling like this is echoing here because I'm talking into an empty room. But hey, I'm gonna go, and I don't even know where to say that she is, because they're actually traveling from Missouri to Ohio here. So hey, Brittany.
Hello. Well, I'm actually on 70. So we just passed Indianapolis, but not quite in Ohio yet.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, cool. So I'm so glad you said you'd pop on today. So what are you going to share?
So when thinking about this subject, like you were talking about with the move, you know, since I just moved a couple months ago out of state and away from everyone, kind of going through the same thing where the biggest thing that helped me was thinking about, you know, the saying of life is 10% about what happens to you and 90% about how you react to it. And, you know, when I was having a hard time down here, instead of dwelling on all the things that I missed and people I missed, you know, it could either be really hard or I could turn it around and think of all the opportunities I have down here and things I can start. So it's really about how you react to it. So that's one thing I've learned. And a lot of things with the drivers, as far as, like, the trucking industry goes, from working with everyone with profit pages, it's always, I guarantee probably 95% of the time after I do a training or talk to someone, they always say how daunting, you know, doing their accounting was until they reached out to us to learn about profit pages. and everything. So it's always amazing where, you know, anything, no matter how big or small it is, as long as just take that first step to learn about it, and it doesn't feel, you know, as big anymore.
That's a great point, because isn't it so true? Like, you, our mind makes it bigger than it is, and then as soon as you start it, you're like, oh, that like you said, that wasn't so bad. Why the heck did I do that before? So that's with any goal, you know, we make it bigger. That's a great way to put that, Brittany. So
yeah, it's just making building blocks. Like, you know, my goal of writing, I reached out to Kevin and asked him what book he recommends, and he recommended Stephen King's On Writing. And I just checked it out from the library and finished it this week. And it was awesome just hearing about, you know, a great writer who's very successful and how even half the time he doesn't even know what he's doing, and the different tools he uses and stuff. So by taking the first step and learning about whatever your goals are, it does take a lot of bravery. And then, you know, you learn more and just with each step, you know, whatever it is, your goal is, it becomes a lot clearer and easier to reach.
Yeah, that is so cool. Well, congratulations on finishing that. That's neat.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. Well, you know, when it was me, Brittany, and I saw, like, you know, here at the beginning, I just, and it's kind of interesting, you guys, but this generation, you know, I share with you about how brave my kids were with all of this. I look at you guys' generation, Brittany, that they're so much open to you, and you guys all, to me, look so brave, and you're willing to, there's so much out there for you guys to do. Change, and you're able to accept change more, and I wonder if that has to do with just how fast everything is in your society, but the way you guys accept change is very inspiring, like, to me as an older parent, watching that, and just keep doing it. Just keep growing and having fun with it.
Yeah, and I think a big part is, at least for me, is having a big support system, you know, whether it's family, friends, other drivers that you have in the industry, where I just think, like, what's the worst that could happen? You know, if something bad happens,
right.
But I feel that something, I have the support system to help me. And, you know, if that's the worst-case scenario, then... You know, it's really not, why not go for it? Why not try it out?
That's exactly it. That's a great way to put that. That's a great way to put that.
Yeah,
well, hey.
Well, yeah, and I would just remind everyone, if anyone is worried about their accounting or numbers, I will be back Tuesday. Don't call me until Tuesday. But I'll be back
there
Tuesday.
There we go.
But I will love to help anyone who... wants to take the next step or is afraid of their numbers or not knowing their numbers, we're here to help, and we'll be that first step for you in your accounting straight. But like I said, not till Tuesday.
Oh, thank you for saying that, because it's so true. We appreciate our members so much. We always hate to hear at the end of the year, you know, that, oh, they just haven't been, and you guys are the hardest on each other. You know, all the drivers are so hard on each other that they haven't done it. But we know that, especially with Brittany, the way you train them and are there, we know that as soon as they start those first steps, we always say, give yourself a couple months. That's with anything, huh? Give yourself a couple months for that goal you want to do, and you'll get there. So,
yep.
Thank you, guys. You guys drive safe.
All right. We'll see you in a few hours.
Okay. Bye now. Okay, you guys, I'll tell you what we're going to do, too. It's going to be a shorter show today. We had a little glitch with the text that went out. We usually have probably about 5 times more people on, and I'm so grateful you guys so popped on and are here with us. So think about this over the next week, because we're going to repeat this show next week and talk about things, you know, how big is your brave, and really think about what's something that you want to do. Even if you knew you couldn't fail, you have a desire in your heart. And my kids would crack up at this, and I got to find what I did with this quote. One of my favorite shows, you guys, is I just went blank. We Bought a Zoo. We Bought a Zoo. And I had it, and I must have cut and pasted it and lost it. But he said, all you need, okay, so he said Matt Damon, so the slight man crush there. He said, and this is so awesome, it's like a pivotal point in the movie at the end. He said, sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage. Just literally 20 seconds of embarrassing bravery, and I promise you something great will come of it. Think about that this week. And what is it that you want to have? Just this huge, you wish you had this, were so brave you wanted to do this. What is that? Because you have it in you, and that 20 seconds you can get there. So just to get you moving forward. So like I said, we're going to repeat this show next week because I just think it's so huge, and you guys are all so courageous and brave and have big goals. So let's chat about them, okay? So until next week, I wish you safety out there. Feed your courage. Fan that fire of your bravery. Time goes by way too fast. So do something today that challenges you, that makes you tap into that courage. Take note, adjust, and just keep going. So I thank you so much for joining us today, and just know you matter to us. Your whole person, you, your health, how you feel. The Let's Truck side, we want you to be profitable, and we want to be there as you guys are doing the hard work. So until next week, keep learning. Keep connecting with like-minded people like yourselves. Keep moving. Be committed to you and a leader out there on the road and at home, okay, in this journey. Be healthy. Be fit. Do the hard work. Be brave out there. Do something courageous and scary, okay, and come back next week and tell us about it. And just master this journey to the most healthy you. Thank you so much, you guys. Be safe and have a great weekend. Until next week, bye for now.